How are you doing today? I want to talk about what I'm doing today in terms of my project, my website project. Yesterday, I talked about a few things that I'm doing, and all the recordings are available online. And today, what I'm doing is that I'm working on the mailing list. The mailing list is one of the first things that I'm working on because I want to be able to stay in touch with the people that are going to be interested in my project, in my website. Therefore, I'm working on a mailing list, and what I'm going to do with this mailing list today, the plan is to set up a few of the emails that has to do with the first steps when people join the list. And I talk about it like a mailing list, but it's a bit more than that in my opinion. But essentially, when you join one of the mailing list systems, I mean, it comes with a setup that makes it so there's already some messages in the template, and that's what your user is gonna see when they sign up to your newsletter or your group and so on. But I don't want to use the messages that are set up by default. I want to set up my own messages that are going to be catered to the people that I'm hoping to attract to my new website. If you recall, I'm trying to attract or impact 1,000 people within the first month of this website being launched. Therefore, I need to be able to talk to them, and I need to be able to get them to stay interested in what I'm going to be doing. So, if I send them a generic message, that's not going to work. Therefore, today the plan is to set up all the different emails that have to do with the initial setup. And that's how it works. When someone signs up to the mailing list, what happens is that, first of all, you need to have a kind of form. You can decide to ask for the name and the email, or just the email, and then you have a button, and your button has to say something. So these are the first things that needs to be decided. Am I going to use the email only, the name and the email? Am I going to ask for the last name? Do I need that? If I don't need that, should I add it anyway? The button, is it going to be a button saying submit? Is it going to say register? What is it going to say? So these are things that I need to think about. Other than that, when the person is going to decide to submit or register, they're going to receive an email. Well, first of all, they're going to be directed to a page. And there's two options. They can be directed to a page from the email system that I'm going to be using, or I can direct them to a page on my own website. So I need to take that decision. And then if I decide to bring them to a page on my website or a page that the setup is going to direct them to, I need to be able to tell them something. And what I need to tell them at that particular moment is that they need to go back to their email and click on a link to confirm. And that's pretty much something that's the law. You have to do this if you're... You can't just collect emails, people's email, and add them to a list. You have to make sure that they really want to get the information that you're about to send them. And the best way to do this is to have them confirm by clicking on a link. So I have to find a way to tell them like how to do this so that they don't miss out on the process and they don't miss out on the information that they sign up for. And once they confirm, they also need to receive an email saying that they actually did confirm. So these are all the things that I'm going to have to set up at the beginning, right? And the last one that I need to set up today is another email at the end when they confirm to say thank you and welcome and to tell them what the next step is going to be. So these are the things that I'm going to be working on today, and I hope to be completed by the end of today, and I'll be doing some more stuff tomorrow.